little dipsticks that do it just to get a credit hour. Uh-huh. And so she's like, I might be transferring out, like, the first day. I'll see how the first 2 days of school go. She's a dramatic person, you know. Mm. She brings the drama.
Does she really know who's going to be in there yet?
Yeah, she was listing off the boys' names to me. And I was like, yeah, those are the dipsticks.
This is Last One Out. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
From the dark, crying out to find a light of hope. Bleed deep inside, crawling on my knees, trying to find a place where my soul to take. Can you hear my sorrow? But I'm holding you so close, deep inside.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Louise,
and we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And today we are going to be we are going to be reviewing the Ben Kazah, is how I pronounce it, or it could be Kazha, depends on where you put the emphasis. Mm-hmm. And their album is Evolution, and you can get this on their site, and we'll be giving that information to you a little bit later, but we'll have April start us off by some background on the band.
Yeah, Kazah is made up of Kazuha Oda, who does vocal and bass, and Hideki Matsushige, I hope I said that right, who does guitar, and we thought there was a drummer, but we didn't find any info for a third member.
Right.
Of the band. So if you are out there, third member, we are sorry. We are acknowledging you right now. If you're not out there,
to leave you out, don't worry.
Then and if you're not out there, then don't stress about it.
Somebody was on drums anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But we're doing the best we can. But how this band came to be, Kazuha was originally from Japan, and she was a solo artist in Japan, and she had a pretty successful career over there. She had 6 albums, 5 singles, and also worked on over 10 compilation albums, from all the way to classic to heavy metal, you know, so she was all over the board. And then in September 2009, she started to form Kazah, you know, and do all that. She's decided she wants to make a rock band, and that's what she did.
And she was kind of dabbling in it already, so
yeah,
it's not too much of a stretch there.
Yeah, and obviously, Kazah is taken from Kazuha's name, because all you do is take out the U, and there it is.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, and September 2009, their first EP was released, and that's titled Breathe Through Your Dreams. In Japan, and then they toured Japan and Korea, so they were still in Japan when they started the band. And then after releasing their first album Overture in 2010, that's when they came over to the US, and then they started expanding more. They went on North American tour, which consisted of DC, California, Arizona, Texas, Florida, New York, Michigan, Illinois, Colorado. They hit a lot of the not a lot of the states, because there's 50 of them, but a lot for
they've
a tour.
Done a pretty good portion,
though. Yeah, and then they've also gone around the world, you know. Obviously, they've done some Asia spots, but they've been to Europe and Mexico.
Oh, that's cool.
As well, okay. So they've been to places, and they've been to festivals and conventions as well. Sabotin Con, Sock Anime, Phoenix Comic Con, Dragon Boat Festival, and San Fran's Asian Heritage Festival is where they've appeared on. And then this album we're doing right now, Evolution, is their second album, and this is where they sit, I guess.
Right, and this came to us from the band directly, and I have to thank Jess Johnson, I believe.
Let me check.
Yes, Jess Johnson. He's the one that got in touch with us about Kazaa or Kazaa, and I wasn't sure what to expect. I was thinking it was going to be another J-rock type band or J-pop, just because of, you know, that's, we've reviewed that in the past.
No.
Well, we've done Phoenix Ash, which is more of a J-rock, and Lolita Dark is more of a J-poppy steampunk band.
J-rock.
Mm-hmm. You don't think so?
No, they're not J-pop. They're J-rock.
I thought I said J-rock. Okay,
yeah, I was just like, they're not J-pop.
My bad. And I thought maybe this would be kind of the same, but I don't know if you could really classify it as that since she sings in English.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's more of just a straight up rock or a hard rock feel.
Yeah, I would put them as a rock band, not a J-rock, because of the English. Yeah. And I think it's good either way. If it was, if it is in English or if it was in Japanese, I think it would be just as good, you know, but then you put the J in front of it.
Right.
And also you've got to think, you know, since they're based out of the U.S. now, would it be considered J-rock if they sing in Japanese but are based out of, you know, like
the other two bands were out of California.
I guess, yeah.
There you go.
So.
I don't know, but my overall thoughts on the album, I like a lot of the rock and the heavy metal. And so I didn't have a problem with the styling of it, you know, and I loved the music and all that. My biggest problem really was with Kazuha, with the vocals. Not that she was a problem, because I think she's a great singer. Just fitting with the music.
I thought it fit fine. I enjoyed the whole thing.
Okay.
Well, I guess this song I heard in the intro, I thought it sounded pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me, I think you were expecting more, like, I guess, more darker from her, like more.
Yeah.
I guess
I kept going to, because, I mean, I listen to Evanescence, so I don't mind having a lighter voice, you know, on top of the rock. But with rock, your singer's got to have that emotions behind it. You know, you've got to be overflowing with the emotions. That's why it's always so angry and it's so raw with the rock. And
all rock has to be angry.
Okay, angry, happy. But there's always, you always feel the emotion. They believe what they're singing. They're living in that moment, you know. And I felt that she wasn't emotionally there with it as well, you know. And that's what stopped me, because I couldn't get into it as much.
So I didn't feel that. Now, I will mention that on her slower songs,
that's
when
where
the
I did
instrumentals
get into
were a little bit lower, she has a strong voice and has a really good voice. But when she got into the more rock or hard rock feel, she's just right there above, so you can still hear her. But if she would draw back just a little bit more, she'd almost be lost in the music.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't. To me, she was just
slightly a little bit.
You could hear her and understand her, or at least I could.
Well, see, yeah.
And was able to enjoy all aspects of the songs, where sometimes, we mentioned, sometimes the voices are so low it gets lost.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I didn't have a major problem with her getting lost, but with the whole emotional connection thing. And she, to me, on the slower ballad songs, she connected fine, and I really liked those songs a lot. On it, like number 6 is a good example of it.
That is 100 Years.
Yeah, it's a slow, it's a ballad straight up. Yep. And she connects with it. You hear the emotion in it. And so, and I don't know if that's because she just has more experience with ballads. Right. You know, since she has been all over the board in Japan, she did
different
stuff.
And she did the classical
stuff
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I just think you need to, you know, for Kazuha, don't be afraid to just dive into it, you know.
And see, I felt that she did. And to me, I don't know if you'll agree with this, but, well, I'll mention this later, but one aspect of the 100 Year song was all piano, I believe, if I remember right. I don't remember hearing any guitar or drums. It was just piano.
Yeah.
And to me, especially at the very beginning, it sounded like a closing theme to an anime show.
Oh, yeah.
And she had another song, number four, Face Your Fears, when I first heard it, it kind of sounded like an opening for an anime show or a TV show. So I don't know if that was just the influences of, you know, just the Asian culture, because anime is so infused with it that sometimes that happens with their sound.
Yeah.
But for some reason, those two songs really, when I heard them, I was like, that could fit with an opening of something, or mm-hmm. number six, 100 years could fit with a closing for something.
Yeah. So. And with number six, with their ballads, I thought it was kind of strange. I mean, there are slow rock songs, you know, but you still have that rock essence. So I thought it was, the song was good. I thought it was strange being put with all these other harder rock songs. And I was like, that's strange.
And I think it might have been intentional, because there's 10 songs to the album. We mentioned 100 years, but the song right before that was Forever Yours, which was another ballad. So I almost felt like they were giving this middle break. You had your rock feel, and they gave us a little bit of a break for something different. Then they went back into the rock feel again. So I'm wondering if that wasn't intentional on their part. And, you know, you do have your rock, your hair bands and everything. Everybody has their ballad songs, too. I mean, some of the more popular ones, you know, are from the rock bands and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So following tradition, I guess.
Yeah, but overall, I really did enjoy their music, you know. And it's not, you know, she didn't, you know, the whole no connection deal didn't make me hate the songs. I still liked them. I just didn't like them as much as I think I could have if I felt that she was really, you know, singing it. Like,
there you go.
But, yeah, I'd really like the instrumentals. I got a sort of Breaking Benjamin feel from them. And
okay.
That's who I went to for it. Breaking Benjamin and Evanescence because of
the style. Kizuha. When you said Evanescence, I could see that. Breaking Benjamin, I haven't heard a whole lot of their stuff to really compare to know. The one that I really related to was number eight, especially with the intro. And then when she came in, it really sounded like a Joan Jett song. And then when I was listening to her voices and thinking about the past ones, her voice tone is similar to Joan Jett's as well. And for fans of her, you know, they would probably enjoy Kazaa as well.
Yeah.
And Joan Jett was a rocker. You know, she wasn't.
Yeah, I do have a CD from her. I do have a. I guess because I said I only heard this intro. I guess if I listen to more of the album, probably I don't.
This is why you should do your job.
Do my job, right? I'm sorry, guys.
That's right. Do your job.
But I think if you remember, I mean, if you don't know Joan Jett, you'll know her song at least. I Love Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Most everybody knows that song, or if you Google it or YouTube it,
yeah,
and you'll recognize it right away. But this one, her voice and number eight, especially the rhythms to that song, kinda really reminded me of a Joan Jett.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was good overall. I mean, yeah, that was just my number one complaint. I mean, on what, Dad?
I was just looking at the song titles. I think everybody, when we got to the song Frozen, it was like Disney.
We thought of it, and I was like,
another Frozen song.
Even though there's not a song literally called Frozen, it's still like, God.
But that one was the first one back into the hard rock feel after the ballads.
Yeah. That was that in seven?
Yes, that was seven.
That one was really nice, and it had like a...
It kind of went back and forth a little bit.
It had kind of like an alternative rock, like an experimental rock feel to it. I don't know exactly what it was, but yeah, it got your head kind of like, yeah.
And it kind of changed up. It was fast, and then it would slow down, and then it would speed up again and slow down. So it had, you know, like you said, it felt like a more of an experimental song. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that one as well. But to me, probably liked that one the best. Or that one after the two ballads. I really connected with the ballads for some reason.
It's that emotional pull.
And then probably it'd be Frozen or Face Your Fears would be the next ones that I really enjoyed. And the others I enjoyed, but those were the ones that really connected with me. And, of course, the Joan Jett one, it was just the stylings. So I guess for me, five out of the 10 songs really hit home. I liked the other five, but not as much as I liked those other five. Anything else?
No, I thought they were great. Yeah.
So
Their website,
if you go to, and this is one where you have to go to use the artist name. It's kazuhaoda.com, and it's kazuhaoda.com, and we'll have links to it on the post so you can link to it that way as well. They do not have any other of their albums or EPs available except for this current album, which is called Evolution. You go to their store, and when you click on buying the music, it transfers you to a different site, and you can get the digital for $12 or the CD for $15. So the librarians out there, there is a hard copy available that you can purchase for your libraries if you're not digital. I would place this, not a small library, but what do you think? Would medium be all right?
I would put medium to large.
You think medium to large?
Because, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, even in your smaller heads, you're going to have, you know, your metal heads. Oh, yeah. Did I just say even in your smaller heads?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Even in your smaller town, you're going to have your metal head. You know, but I don't think there's as many, and they're definitely more underground about it, you know, so.
Right.
Usually, you know, I'm not trying to speak for all of them, but.
I feel like if you say that, you know, I don't think they'll go to a library and be like, yes, I want this CD, you know.
Yeah, I would put it in medium to large libraries for sure, and then. If you're that small town made up of Metallica fans, I'd put it in.
Place it in your rock. Don't place it in anything else. Place it in your rock collection. Yeah,
but not heavy metal rock.
It's I'd say hard rock. Or, I wouldn't say quite heavy metal.
Or classic rock.
Classic rock.
Classic rock. Okay.
That's where I would put.
I don't think it's quite heavy metal.
It's not heavy metal. Okay. Heavy metal has more screamo, and that's the, like, I did actually. I can't remember what song it was, but when we were listening to it, it got to this part, and I'm like, oh, this would be a great screamo drop. Because that's, like, the major form for rock, to get those emotions through, you know. I'm like, that would be amazing. And it's fine that they didn't do anything, you know. If it's not their thing.
Be like this.
It's just going to be full screaming.
She's like, April didn't say I didn't have feelings for this. Well,
there's going to be a song that's like, F you, like, written for April. Like, is this enough feeling? Like, and then I'll be like, this is like my favorite song of all time.
Even though she's dissing on you.
We did forget to mention the intro was Breathe Again. So I have to go back and mention that. We'll leave out on the song we mentioned earlier, 100 Years, is what we're going to lead off out on. Like we said, go to the website, kazuhaoda.com. You can purchase their CD for $15, digital $12. We'll have the links on our site, and you can use them to go there. Again, thank you to Jess Johnson for giving us the album to review. We appreciate that, and everyone else that supports us, so thank you again, and we hope everybody had fun out there. We're having fun here. We'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library.
We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.